Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 18. And let's read verse 16 to verse 33. Book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 16 to verse 33. The word of God said, And the man rose up from thence, and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their back, and the men turned their faces from thence, and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near, and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy, and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Then that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I found 30 there. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet, but this once, peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. As we praise, come to the Lord. The day that he allocated for us to come together and worship him. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Let's renounce them. Let us turn away from our wicked ways. that the Lord may have mercy on us, on His church, on His people. O God, forgive, O Lord. Whatever sin is small or big, the Holy Spirit convicts you, you renounce them. As you know the Word of God, you renounce that particular sin. Renounce your own ways and your wrong stand. Hear the prayer of your people, O God. Let's come to Him and ask Him our needs. After we repent, let's come to Him with thanksgiving, thank Him for the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. Thank Him for the assurance of forgiveness after you repent. Thank Him for all the good things that He gave. Don't look to what He taken away, but still there are a lot of things with you God had given. Let's give Him thanks. Giving thanks to God is part of our repentance to Him, turning to Him. Start to tell Him your needs now. Think. Tell Him what you need, small or big, you know your situation, and He will also deal with you. He will give you your need, not what you want. You know better. You know the best for you. Oh God, help. Help me at this time of need. Lord, I know. You know what I need. Give me my need today in the name of Jesus. Give me my daily bread, oh God. Pray for your family, your loved one. Those who are part of your family around you, pray for them. Pray for your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your brother and sister. Let's pray now for one another. If you know anyone of our brother and sister, he has certain struggles in his life, sickness or financial problem or family problem, or a crisis he is passing through, or certain needs or deficiencies in his life, you pray. God is here to listen to our prayer. Help, heal, provide, strengthen, solve in the name of Jesus. Hear the prayer of your church, your children who call upon your name. Hear their prayer, hear their cries. Let's now pray for the nation that God had brought us to. Pray and intercede that God shall have mercy on them for our sake. Pray for the prosperity of the country and the city that God had brought you to. As we prosper, we too will prosper. Wherever place you are, in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, in Indonesia, in America, in whatever place you are in, pray for the prosperity of the place, pray for God's protection, intercede as Abraham intercede for behalf of the land. Hear our prayer, O God, for the sake of the righteous people. O God, don't destroy. For the sake of the few remnant, O God, don't destroy. We appeal for mercy, Lord. Will you judge the righteous with the wicked? Will not the judge of the whole earth do right? Pray also now for salvation of the souls in the place that you are in. Save people even this time, O God. Bring people from hell, from fire, from darkness, from the clutches of devil, from false religion and false beliefs into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Commit yourself to evangelize. Commit yourself to speak God's word to the people around you. Yes, O God, I commit myself that I will continue to open my mouth and bring your word to those who are far away from you. Let's pray for our country back home from where we came. Let's intercede for them that at this time of trials and crisis everywhere, that they will realize there is a God in heaven and they will look unto you. Let's intercede for them. Oh God, have mercy on them. Have mercy on us. Protect them. Protect our family and our lovely one. Protect your people, O God. Take away this wrath, O God. This virus, O Lord, and this sickness of Corona, in the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy on the whole earth. Have mercy on the nation that has been afflicted by this virus, O God. Especially the poor, O God. Especially those who are in destitute. Have mercy on them, Lord. For the sake of the righteous, O God, we pray, O God, you stop it, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. O God, pour out your mercy and grace on your people, O Lord. Protect them and be with them, O God. Protect our brothers and sisters, those who are here, those who are in other places. Protect your people, O God, have been scattered in different places all over the world. The true people of yours, O God, have mercy on them. Have mercy on the nation for the sake of the righteous. O God, Lord Jesus, we cry out to you. Your promise unsaved. For the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, these days will be shortened. Shorten, Lord, these days of trials and judgment and wrath. O God, continue to cleanse the earth from things unpleasant to you, from sin, from injustice, from immoralities, from blasphemies. O God, continue to cleanse your churches from idol worship. We pray, O God, we intercede for those who left you, those who left your ways and turned to their wicked ways, turned to their idols. O God, convict them. O God, take them out, give them discernment, enlighten their mind to repent. Even at this time, they will come to their senses and come back to you. O Lord, as Abraham intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah, we pray and intercede for the whole earth. O God, will you judge the righteous with the wicked? Will not the judge of the whole earth do right? We pray for the people who left you. We pray for the people like Ruth to come out from the mire clay of sin and come back to you in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O Lord. We are here to worship you, God. Anoint our worship. Anoint our cry to you, Lord. You are great God. We are here to worship. You are the light of the world, even this time. Even this time in the name of Jesus. Even this time, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that your light will be shining, O God, in the middle of us, in the middle of your church and your people. Will shine all over the world, O God. Lord, let the people know there is a true God. And your people who follow you are your servants. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's all stand and worship the Lord in His holiness. Let's worship Him in the spirit and truth. Move, Lord, all over there.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
Hallelujah, Lord.
All full of saints.
Let Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Continue to revive us so that we will go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Now tell to the Lord, I come to you, Lord, take my life. Tell to the Lord, I offer it to you, a living sacrifice. By your grace and by your blood, I come into the Holy of Holies. I come, Lord, to offer my life to you, willingly to serve you all the days of my life, till you come and take us with you to heaven.
Lord, I come, take my life, I offer it to you, a living sacrifice, by your grace, by your blood. Thank you.
Satisfy the need of your people. Protect your church, O God. Protect your people, O Lord. Be with them, O God.
O Lord, my God.
And feel the gentle breeze. Christ shall come, with shouts of acclamation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? There I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Yes, Lord, you are great and awesome Lord over our life and all what you are doing. You are merciful and just and true. We thank you, God, that you had filled us and you had quenched our thirst and satisfied us, O Lord, through your presence in the life of your church, in the life of your people, in the life of each and every one of us, those who are brethren who are here. And those in other places have been gathered in your name. We thank you, God. Lord, you promise that you will be in the midst of your people, in the midst of the praise of your people. Oh God, we don't see, but we see you in our midst. Oh God, the shout of the King among us. Oh Lord, walk among us, oh God. Heal the sick today. Provide the needs. Satisfy the anger. Solve problems. Give wisdom. And direct your people in the way that you want each and every one of us to move. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be seated in God's presence. Time to bring your tithe and offering into the house of the Lord. God called us to bring to Him the tithes of everything, the first fruit, and our offerings unto Him, our vows. And God promised that He will bless us, He will open the floodgates of heaven, He will open the windows of heaven and bless us, and He will pour so much blessing that we have no place to give Him. We thank you, God, for your promises. Lord, as we give to you our tithes and offering, our first fruit, O God, our eyes are only on you, O Lord. You are the one who say, I'll open the windows of heaven. I pray, and Lord, and I claim by faith for me and for all my brethren who are here and my brethren for other places who are obedient to the commands of yours. O God, I pray, open the floodgates of heaven, O God. And let be, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, they will have no place to keep your blessing, O God. And you will be the one to rebuke the devourer, O Lord. We will rebuke the pestilence, the sicknesses, the threats, whatever work of devil, you will rebuke it and take it away from us in the name of Jesus as we obey you, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, and you let everyone know that we are blessed. Let all the nation know and confess that we are blessed by you. Oh God, I pray, use this money that has been collected for your kingdom. Use it to bring the gospel. Oh God, multiply it, oh Lord. Multiply so everyone will be fed with your word. Every need shall be satisfied by you, and give wisdom to the people who are taking care of this money, so they will dispense it, O Lord, according to the needs. We thank you, God. We bless you. And now the word of God, and let the message be clear to your church and to your people. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today speaking about how to be hunger and thirst for righteousness. The word of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, that's our theme. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord will fill us as we hunger and thirst for Him. And today we will tackle a life of a righteous man. From the scriptures we will know about him and how the scripture consider him a righteous man. In the in the book of Luke chapter 17, the Lord Jesus spoke about his coming judgment on the wicked. Luke 17 and verse 28-29 say the word of God, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heavens and destroyed them all. Let's pray. God, we thank you. And we bless you, we magnify you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, you anoint my lips and put verses and statement to encourage your people and to teach them your ways. O God, I pray, O Lord, you open the heart of your people, open their mind to receive, to be receptive to your word. They will accept it with gladness. They will see your mercy through your word. Oh God, arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, to teach your people your ways in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the same chapter of Luke chapter 17, the Pharisees came to him and they were demanding of him. They told him, when the kingdom of God should come. He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they sow, lo, here, or lo, there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Here they asked him about which time the kingdom of God will come. The Lord told them that the kingdom of God is among you, and even now the kingdom of God is among us. Even what we are seeing now all over the world is the work of the kingdom of God. And the Lord also, when he taught his disciples to pray, he told them to pray in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. He told them, when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray that the kingdom of God will come, we pray also that the will of God be done on earth as in heaven. And God, when he moved and expanded his kingdom, God will move based on the scriptures that we have in our Bible that the Lord has prepared for us to read and study and to apply, to meditate and to apply into our
lives. Today we're going to speak about the life of Lot being a righteous man. But let's see how Lot became a righteous man so we can understand what is going on the whole earth now. And let us understand how we can apply the scriptures now in the right manner in our midst. We know that when God called Abraham, Lot went out with Abraham. And Abraham took care of Lot, and the Lord blessed Lot, and he got increased, and time had come that Lot decided to make a decision because of certain strifes between his herdsmen and the herdsmen of Abraham to separate. And Lot took the decision that he will move toward and settle in the place was called Sodom and Gomorrah. We read that in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold, all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed in east, and they separated themselves the one from other. Now here, the decision of Lot, that he decided to move toward the plain, and he took the place of Sodom and Gomorrah. But let us read verse 10 again, how the scripture describes Sodom and Gomorrah. It says that even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. The word as the garden of the Lord. Sodom and Gomorrah was so beautifully placed that Lot, when he saw it, and there's a pride because he has a lot of riches, he saw it so beautiful, and as if he saw that is as if the garden of the Lord, as if the Lord had prepared Sodom and Gomorrah for him. Many people had been deceived by places. They think that they are the garden of the Lord. They make a wrong choices to move to places because it was beautiful. But we know that the choice of Lot, it tends to be non-correct one. And at the beginning of our service today, we pray that Abraham was standing before the Lord, praying and pleading for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the plain, and also in his mind, he was praying and pleading for his nephew Lot and his family, because they were there. But Abraham does not know the situation of Lot and what was going on in his life. But he knew very well God is about to destroy these places. And even today, God is moving all over the world, and he's dealing with the places in judgment and in wrath because the sin had been rampant. And God is calling us today to pray and intercede as Abraham stood before the Lord to pray and intercede. The prayer and the intercession of Abraham was so mandatory that it saved the life of Lot and enabled him to be called a righteous man.
We know also that after Lot left Abraham, Lot felt into troubles while he were in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. In book of Genesis chapter 14, when Lot and his family were taken away by the invasion of the kings, certain kings, they attacked Sodom and Gomorrah and they took him, his family, and Abraham moved to save his nephew. You see here, God still wants us to be compassionate and loving, forgiving, considering those who left him, those who left the right way, those who left his church, those who went towards their idols, those who went deceived to places they thought it is good, but they are Sodom and Gomorrah and destructive in nature. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 11 to verse 16, we can read how Abraham moved forward to rescue Lot and his family. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and taught Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servant, born in his own house, 318, and pursued him unto Dan. And he divided himself against him, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. You see here, Abraham rescued Lot, and in verse 16, you notice what he called Lot. He did not call his nephew, he said his brother. You see here how God still wants us to be keen and clean-hearted toward those whom, toward those that you did well, but still they left the right way. God still wants you to do your help and support for them as you are doing it to the Lord. But Lot is still continuing on that place. And as we have read in Genesis 18, Abraham stood before the Lord to intercede for these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. And in his mind, Lot is there and he will be destroyed by the judgment of God. God called us today to intercede, to pray for those who are entangled in wrongdoing and in sin and had been caught captive in sin and areas, and God wants us to pray for them to come out for their, to their senses and repent and come back to the Lord. Let's read Genesis now, chapter 19. We have read chapter 18 when the Lord was hearing their prayer of Abraham and he was speaking to him. Let's read let's read how the effect was the prayer of Abraham. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, unto your servant house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the city all night. And he prayed upon them greatly, and they Then in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. You see here, when Abraham was praying, when these two men that were with the Lord came to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot saw them, and he invited them to his house. He opened his house for them, as hospitality, as welcoming them, as he welcomed the Lord. As we pray, God will move to save people. But God saved people based on his instruction, on his word also. He go along his word to bring the salvation and deliverance from death. In verse 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round. Both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him. See the men here of the city? They want the men to know them. And that's why God sent these two men to check if the cry against Sodom is correct. And yes, that's correct what they are doing. The homosexuality. Lot went out to them and said, in verse 7, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, verse 8, behold now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. You see here, Lot behaved in a funny way, something that is unacceptable, that he offered the men that he can bring to them. He has two virgin daughters. He brings them to them, and they can do what they like, but not touch the men that came into his house. We'll go and explain why Lord behaved in such way. In verse 9, and they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. Verse 10, but the man put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. Now, the men that the Lord sent, the angels, refused what Lot was offering, and they took him in and they shut the door. Now, why Lot behaved in such a way? You know, for good number of years, I was questioning how Lot, based on the scripture, he's a righteous man. You know, there's a scripture in the book of 1 Peter that describes who Lot is. And I was always asking in the book of 2 Peter, book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6 to verse 9, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. In verse 7, and deliver just Lot, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust and to the day of judgment to be punished. Here, the scripture clearly describes Lot as a righteous man and his soul as a righteous soul. Now, why Lot went ahead and said, I will offer you my two daughters to do them what you like to do. Now, many people, let me now explain to you. Many people now in the world, they reject homosexuality. They reject homosexual marriage. They reject transgender, but still they don't reject that their virgins to go out with a boy, to be a girlfriend, or to their sons, to be boyfriend to certain girls. You know why Lot was willing to offer his two daughters? You know, certain time when you live in a wrong atmosphere, or you put yourself in a worldly atmosphere, even you are not aware, you will start to do things like the people around you. Either you are oppressed or deceived, or you get confused as to what is he. And that's why today our prayer is so important, to bring such people out from the confusion and out of the oppression and the suppression, out from all these sinful, sensual atmosphere that bringing them and causing them to do wrong things. And many people, to tell lies, to cheat, to go in the wrong way, it's for them become the normal because others around them are doing it. How then Lord become a righteous man? We need to understand how the scriptures call him righteous, but what we have read till now is show that yes, he rejects homosexuality, as many they reject, but they don't reject the other form of immorality, extramarital affair, unlawful marriages, sex before marriage, and other form of immoralities that the scriptures condemn, that Jesus condemned. The lust in the heart, and that's what Jesus described as even adultery. And here, Lord, he is offering his two daughters. But God refused this. The angels, when they pulled him and shut the door, they taught him that is not acceptable before God. Now it is confirmed that what the city of Sodom and Gomorrah are doing is unpleasant to God. Therefore, judgment will come. In verse 11, onward you will read and explain. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the man said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. Let them, do you have anyone here else? Your sons-in-laws, your sons, and also your daughters, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Lot has also another daughter apart from those who were with him. They were married to the non-believers in Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's here the another sin. First, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is homosexuality, other form of immoralities. The first sin here, unlawful marriages with non-believers. You see here, when you make wrong choices in the world, there are a lot of sins you will do and you are not aware. Because you want to live in a nice place, as Lord decide to live in a nice place, but destruction come upon him. In verse 15, and when the morning arose, then the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here. He told him, take your two daughters which are here. It means that he has another daughters, those who were married. They were living with their husbands in their houses in Sodom and Gomorrah, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. He told them, now move, take your wife and your two daughters, those who are with you. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife. See the mercy of God. They will pull them out by force. Why he does not want to go out? Lord, because his house is there, his furniture is there. Yeah, his money is there, his sons-in-law is there. Have you got the point? His belongings are all there. If he need to leave them, if he need to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, he have to leave all these things. That's why he was lingering. But the prayer of Abraham, one day before, interceding for Lot, had brought the mercy of God on Lot to take him out from Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the value and the power of the prayer of the church toward those backslidden, those who went with their sin, with their idols, intermingling with the world and get captive and oppressed, and they are in bondage. And God wants us to pray for them. And when he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of the two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. You see here the scripture will speak about the Lord. What the Lord described here, his action toward Lot, the Lord was merciful toward him. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now the city is near to thee, is near to flee unto, and it is little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. Now here we understand that the Lord, when he took Lot, Lot realized later on. Before he does not want to leave, but after that he realized that God is willing to save his life. Now God is going to save his life, but God is going to destroy everything that he has and left in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord explained to me how Lot was considered righteous. Lot was considered righteous because he was willing to give up all the things that he has in order to follow God and his will. When God sent his wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot lost his house, he lost his furniture, he lost his money, he lost his belongings. He lose his sons-in-law and the houses of his daughters who are married to the unbelievers from these cities. He was willing to lose all that in order to follow the call of God for him to leave that place. God today is going to save people through our prayers. And we should understand the mercy of God. Will God be going to destroy houses? God is going, when the Lord is going to crush economy, when God is going to stop a lot of things all over the earth and destroy certain things, is God is merciful? Yes, He is merciful because He is saving people. Lot was saved and considered righteous when God judged the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Even today, the Lord is judging the whole earth. Righteous people, truly converted people, repented people will come to Him. Beautiful what Lot said from his own mouth. In verse 19, He did not say to them, "Oh, my house was taken away, my daughters was taken away, my money I lost." He did not say that. "Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy." He considered it as a mercy. "Thank you, Lord, you saved my life. I did wrong. I make a wrong decision. I put myself in a wrong place. I follow wrong ways, but I thank the Lord you saved my life. I found grace in your sight, O God." And he appealed to the Lord what they told him. You see here, he told him in verse 17, "Escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." The mountains that they told him to go through, these are the mountains that he refused to live before. He chose the plain. They told him, "Don't stay in the plain, go to the mountain." Well, the wrong choice that you did not do, the righteous that you did not do before, now you do it. That's how Lot was considered righteous. He told them, "If please, I cannot run to the mountain." Maybe he's old this time. Sure, he was old. When he was young, he ran. But now he say, "I cannot run to the mountain. There's a small city, Zoar. Let me go run to it." In verse 21, "And he said unto them, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city for the which thou hast spoken." They accepted. Okay, you can go there. "Has thee escaped thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen unto the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon their ground. And the Lord said, when you pray, pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven." You see here how the Lord, His kingdom moving on earth even now. You see here how Lot was saved and he was considered righteous. He was willing to give up everything, even today. God's salvation will be brought to those who are willing to give up everything and come to Him. And not only this, in verse 26, "But his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. Lord, in addition to what he lost also his wife. Because he wanted to follow God. He followed God. He left everything. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. The night before he was praying, standing before the Lord, in the morning, he saw the effect of his prayer. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. But he is not aware that God saved Lot. We pray and intercede today. We see God's judgments. But certain time we cannot see that God is saving people through the hardship and the trials and the sicknesses and the troubles that God allowed to come on earth. And he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And as we hear the news toward some places all over the world, and we see how terrible the judgment of God is. And behold, Lord, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of the furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and set Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. God will remember our prayers and we will set people free, those who are willing to follow his calling. In the last minute, in his mercy, he will save them as they are willing to obey him. When he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot, verse 13, and Lot went up out of Zor and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zor, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Why he was afraid to stay in Zor? Because the angel told him, go to the mountain, go to the place that you refuse to go when you are young. That is how Lot became righteous. He left Abraham, he left the way of the Lord, he did his own, but finally God saved him and became righteous, but he lost much. A lot of things he did all his life, he needed to throw away. But he did not lose his life. He saved his life when he was willing to lose everything. Jesus Christ, he mentioned Lot, as we have read. It means Christ approved the judgment of God on Sodom and Gomorrah. And speaking in the New Testament view, Christ mentioned Lot, and he mentioned that in the day that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he took Lot out. So he approved the judgment of God. He approved the way of God to save people. In the book of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And verse 28. When Peter came to the Lord, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. Blessed are they who hunger, who do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And when when Peter asked the Lord that they have left everything to follow him, the Lord promised him and he told him that whoever had left house or wife or son or daughter, he will not fail to receive more in this life and the life to come. When we are leaving things for the sake of Christ. Christ will honor us. And Christ also will add to us, maybe not in this life, but sure in the life to come. In Mark chapter 3, in Matthew chapter 3, as John the Baptist was preaching, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10, speaking about how Lot became righteous, how he got converted when he decided to follow God on that day, to come out from all what he was in. Matthew chapter 3 verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The axe of God now is at the root of the tree. God is in the move of judgment to bring people out from darkness into the light. Those who are willing to give up everything like Lot, they'll be saved. In verse 12, Matthew 3, 12, speaking about Jesus, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. God today, Christ our Lord today, thoroughly purging his floor to gather the wheat into the garner, but the chaff he will be burning. He is burning the chaff. Let's all stand. Let's intercede. Let's pray. Let us watch our ways. If we are called to live, I urge you to listen to the voice of God today and live the things that God wants you to live. Flee. Run. Don't look back. Move to the place that God wants you to be. Oh God, thank you for the warning. Thank you for your word that we have received from you, O God. We acknowledge your presence in the life of your church and your people. We acknowledge your presence, O Lord, in the life of each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Lord, raise up your hand, your two hands to him. Your two hands, raise it to him. Lord, I surrender my life to you fully. Lord, I come to you. Take my life. I offer it to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice, O God. Raise up your hand to the Lord. Raise up your hand to him. Tell him, Lord, I surrender my life to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear my prayer. I am willing, Lord, to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, to leave everything in order to follow you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, for saving my life. Oh God, hear our prayers. Hear my prayers, O Lord. Hear the prayers of your people, of your church. Hear our commitment, O God. We are standing in your presence. Jesus, Lord of all.
Lord, I come.
Lord, I come.
Take my life.
Take my life, O God.
I offer it to you.
with you, O God, with the thing that we receive from you, O God. Lord, we pray and we intercede, O God. We pray for our brethren who are in Sodom and Gomorrah. O God, remember them, O God. We are praying for them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take them out from the mire clay that they are in. Bring them out, O Lord, as you have brought Lot and his family out from Sodom and Gomorrah. O God, we pray, have mercy on them. Have mercy on these cities, O God. Have mercy, O Lord, on the nations that you are judging, O Lord. For the sake of the righteous, O God. Lord, for the sake of the remnant. For the sake of the elect short in these days. And bring people with your mercy and grace, with your love, O God, out of darkness. Truly convert them, O God, to live the righteous life unto you. Bless us, O God. Bless everyone who attend here today, O God. Bless the workers, O God. Bless the members. Bless our brethren who are not able to be with us today, O God. Bless the brethren who are far away. Bless our brethren in other nations and countries. Bless our brethren from other churches, O God. Lord, bless us. Bless us all in the name of Jesus. Bless us indeed in large of our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.